Even if the device in your pocket is not abuzz with blog updates, it is still likely that you suffer from information overload. That's so true that when it came time for a business consulting firm to name its annual Person or Product of the Year, it actually decided to forecast a problem for the year to come. Information overload. That's what happens when you receive so many low-priority emails or phone calls you can't accomplish important tasks. The firm says that in 2006, these interruptions cost the U.S. economy $650 billion. Consultant Mike Song has some solutions. He's co-author of The Hamster Revolution, How to Manage Your Email Before It Manages You.
Disconnect the ding. And by that I mean anything that makes a noise, any pop-up that occurs while you're getting email, those really distract you from whatever you were doing before you heard that ding.
Instead of reacting to a constant flow of those little pop-up messages telling you you have new mail. Yeah, like that. Can't stand that. Anyway, you're supposed to schedule time. He suggests maybe a mere twice an hour to check all your mail at once. Song says when you respond to those emails, do not automatically hit reply all. Adds to the clutter. And you can make use of that subject line. Put in phrases like
NRN, no reply needed, helps people understand, hey, I'm busy. This is not the most important priority for our team. Let's not turn it into a lengthy discussion.
Or there's
NTN, no thanks needed. We're hearing from a large number of executives that they're finding it's very frustrating to be thanked for every little thing they do. It's another distraction, another interruption in an otherwise very busy day.
Things to keep in mind next time you want to send a reply all to thank the team for showing up to a meeting. I want to thank you all for listening to this report.